Ladies and gentlemen, I will have to switch into English today because I've got Mr. Dale Brewton sitting next to me, and he's a very special guest. I'm very grateful that he made it. Hi, Dale. Say hi.
Hello, Katharina. How are you?
You're not just saying hi to me. You know, you're saying hi to all the listeners as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
How does it feel to be in Radio Tlis for the... It's not your first time, is it?
It's my first time behind the microphone.
It's your first time.
Extremely exciting. Yeah. I can hardly control myself.
Are you nervous?
Totally and utterly.
Totally. I don't blame you. I would have stage fright, even though there's no stage.
Yeah.
We've got 8 listeners at the moment. Guys, come on, turn on your internets. You know that you've all got a separate internet. We should put the indefinite article there. An internet, right, Dale?
I think we'll stick with the internet. We'll
the
keep
internet,
it nice and simple.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. It's monopolized the definite article the internet has. Yeah.
Ako ste si možno všimli, tak Dale nie je občan Slovenskej republiky. Prišiel sem z Británie, už tak dávnejšie trošku. Ty hovoríš trošku po slovensky však, Dale.
Ja sa snažím.
Ja sa snažím. Čiže je to taký československý hybrid. Každopádne budeme sa rozprávať po anglicky, aby sme to mali jednoduchšie, ale... feel free to throw in any, you know, Czechoslovak.
Oh, absolutely.
New words, for example.
Tak,
have you have you invented any words in our languages?
I'm not sure that I've done that yet, but we can work on it during the radio show.
I think čisto ústy was an invention of yours.
It was indeed.
Dámy a páni, ktorý nenadáva, je čisto ústy podľa Dale'a. Dale je môj kamarát a kolega a zároveň je to divadelník a takisto aj spisovateľ, je z Británie. Which part of Britain are you from exactly?
I'm from the southwest on the peninsula, the same latitude as London. It's a rural community. We're a bunch of farmers. We drink cider all day.
You like cows, do you? So I've noticed that your theater group or the troupe, sorry, and the play that you're putting on right now has a cow in the logo. We'll get to that a little bit later. So you're a farm boy. Is it a cowboy?
I've been exposed to foot and mouth disease in my time.
Okay, so welcome in my show tonight, which translates as gonorrhea into English.
It does, I'm sure.
That's where you're at right now. You didn't know that, did you? I'm full of tricks. Okay, so Dale is here tonight to present the show of one of the few, if not the only, I'm not sure actually, theaters in Bratislava that work entirely in English. Is that right?
I don't know how many there are, but this particular theatre, it doesn't work 100% in English. We do throw the odd Slovak profanity in, of course. Or I certainly try to, anyway.
What's your favourite Slovak profanity?
Oh, things like buzeracia and...
Buzeracia, that's a nice profanity. This is just toasty.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so the first play that you put on... was it last year? When was the first
play? The first play that I appeared in last year, yes.
And that was Tajovský Rules.
It was, which was based on Ženský zákon. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you do is basically you transform or you adapt classic Slovak literature.
We bastardize, annihilate, massacre, and completely repackage.
So adapt, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, lost in translations.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, so that was quite successful, I hear. It's quite popular.
120 bums on seats on one of those nights, so that's not too bad.
And yeah. How many times did you play the first
show? I was only twice the last two performances in this particular show. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the troupe is called Bridge and Drama. It's under the auspices of the Bridge English Language Center. So it's a language school that you... also teach in.
It is indeed.
And
right.
the staff of the theater, what do they consist of? Is it students or is it teachers?
The people in the troupe, I think there have been people like myself who are here sort of teffling, as it were. Few other people, not just native English speakers, but a few people who are working in various professions. We have a guy from America who is a lawyer here at the moment. But there have also been people from Poland and Ireland, and I think a few other, Germany, a few other nationalities as well.
Right, so it's basically for enthusiasts of theater, of Slovak classic literature, maybe of the English language.
It's for people desperate to get on stage and want
Why
to shoehorn themselves into whatever theatre group is going that accepts them. Yeah.
Okay, so the current staff is putting on a production, or has already put on a production of Ryszava Jalovica, or as Dale first introduced this play to me, Ružový Jalovec, because he couldn't remember the words. So
Ružový Jalovec. It's another invention, see?
It's a pink juniper tree or juniper branch, but yes, it's Ryszava Jalovica by Martin Kukučin, or Matej Bencur, as some of you might know him. By his real name. What's the story about, roughly? How would you summarize the story?
I'm not sure what the original story is about, but our story is about a guy who is sent to market to buy a cow. He ends up paying for the cow. The cow disappears. And it's a bit of a slight morality play and legal fable on who is responsible for the loss under these circumstances.
Okay, and the adaptation is obviously slightly humorous and a little bit shortened, maybe?
We try to make it more than slightly humorous, but we have aspirations.
Yeah. Well, I hear very good reviews of the premiere. You premiered in February, and you're going to put on more shows by the end of the year.
We are indeed. I think we've got another 9 shows or something lined up at the moment.
Scheduled right now.
Yes, indeed.
There might be more added. Okay. So we will speak more about this production and also the theater troupe, Bridge and Drama, after we hear some beautiful music. I would like to thank Mr. Walter for adding this particular number to my playlist. Ladies and gentlemen, dámy a páni, od pana Brezovského z albumu Hrana, More a ty. Práve doznievajú tóny skladby More a ty z Hrany od pána Brezovského. A túto skladbu sme vybrali do playlistu jednak preto, že nám Walter pomohol s výberom, ale aj preto, pretože tu dnes máme hostia Dalea Brutona, ktorý je z Bridgewater, and your place is just a little bit off the sea. So this song that was just playing is called The Sea and You.
It was extremely mellow, yeah. I'm totally relaxed now.
It's one of the Slovak, I would say, jazz, blues, compilation classics, and unfortunately the author, we cannot see him play live anymore, but we appreciate this album a lot in our background. So Bridgewater and you're acting in Bridgen drama.
I'm cursed to be associated with bridges.
You like bridges, don't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely.
Or is it the game bridge? Do you enjoy card games? Is that
No, I'm more building and burning bridges. That's more my style.
Burning bridges, all right, yeah. That seems like a good, you know, leisure time activity to have, burning bridges. Okay, but
sleeping under them sometimes.
Sleeping under them, yeah. It sometimes happens to the best of us. Don't you worry yourself. Okay, but besides this activity, you're also here today to present the play Cuckoo Cheers, or the adaptation of Kukučin's Ríšava Jalovica into English. And I understand that it's a modern piece. It's a humoresque in your interpretation. And it's quite an experience, as I hear. I haven't had the chance to see the premiere myself, or I didn't have the chance. But my sister tells me that it was excellent, that she had a very good laugh. So I would definitely recommend to our listeners to go and check it out. The premiere was in Aštvorka.
That's
in,
right.
In the IMCA complex, you could
Dark
say.
And seedy and smelly and
Dark
dusty
and
venue, but with a romantic charm as
That's
well.
That's right. And the sort of follow-up performances are planned right now for the end of May and for the beginning of June, 29th of May, 2nd of June and 4th of June, and it's going to be in Deka Ružino. But perhaps if...
Let's hope we get lucky and get some more performances before that.
Perhaps they'll book you for more performances than that, because these are daytime performances, so I assume they're aimed at high school students and perhaps younger generation, and the evening performances are yet to be booked. So
we bring out the adult jokes in the evening performances.
The buzeracia, yeah? the different folk tales. Okay, so I would like to dedicate just a few moments to actually mention the people behind this production. So I understand Michaela Vrabova is the heart and soul of this production. She's responsible
for the
theater.
She is the producer. I, as far as I'm aware, I don't quote me on this, but as far as I'm aware, the theater group is her brainchild. She studied theater, acting, and she's very much an enthusiast who travels over the world, participating in various theater events, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this play, Cuckoo Cheers, is starring Dale Bruton, or as I've renamed you today, Royal Dale, because you were explaining to somebody next door is that, you know, your name is spelled Dale, so I thought of Royal Dale. And
it's not the worst name I've been called so far.
Come on, Royal Dale is pretty nice.
It's pretty good,
I'm
absolutely.
Proud of this nickname.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's better than my crow, yeah, yeah. You know. And we've got Greg Fabian.
That's
Am
right.
I reading that correctly? I hope so.
I hope so as well, yes.
Otherwise he's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, Gregory, well, you know, he's a human rights lawyer, so
oh, dear.
he's probably not going to kick my ass.
I've got a right to have my name pronounced correctly on the public media. Thank goodness that we are the alternative and the underground. And
Gregory's got a history of acting professionally on stage in the States. And he's also done some television acting as well. And he's very much a veteran of treading the boards, shall
very
we
good.
Say. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Kim Render. I say hi to Kim. Kim, I know you're not listening, but I met you on the bus earlier this week. And you're a very nice person. And apparently you've got stage fright, but you did a great job on the premiere. So best of luck.
Yeah, well, Kim appears with... Dolores Presciutto, I think her name is, and they are colleagues. They are both working, teaching in sort of nursery school, I believe. And actually, neither one of them had any acting experience before this production. But everybody that saw the premiere was really quite shocked by this information, because they did a spectacular job.
So
very, very well.
So well done,
off.
Ladies. We've got Arnica or Dolores Presciutto. Mm-hmm. I really hope I'm not mispronouncing your name. And we've got Kim Render and Greg Fabian and Dale Bruton as the stars of this insanation. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there are more characters in Kukuchin's Ryszard Jalowica than four. So how do you guys manage that?
We're all schizophrenic, yes. We all don various hats, and you know, there's a few accents that are circulating about. So, yeah, you know, we got
split
personalities.
How many roles do you take on, Dale?
I think it's about three roles for...
About?
Well, I think Gregory is basically the main character. He's the Adam Mole.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Mole.
The rest of us have, I think there's three or so characters each.
All right, excellent. Okay, and we've got the translator, Martin Sokol, and then he's also... I know. The director would be Peter Palik.
That's right. Yes,
so
indeed.
Dramaturgy and direction is Peter Palik, mm-hmm. and he's quite a big name, I believe.
I believe he's quite a big name, yes. He currently has a production of Don Quixote, which I think you can see the last Friday of March. It's somewhere in a theatre in Bratislava. I'm not sure which
okay,
one it is,
so
but it's easy to find out.
We're going to have to use our imagination and our Googles.
Yeah. But I think he's quite a big name, yes, in the theatre world.
Okay, so you've got a star cast here. So thank you for everybody. Thank you to everybody for putting this together. Thanks to Bridging Drama. And I would just like to remind people again that if they want to see the play, they can either check on the Bridge website or they can come show up at Deka Ružinou 29. mája o 9. o 11. o 13. alebo teda o 1. 2. júna a 4. júna bude táto hra znova teda hraná alebo
They may be surrounded by school children.
There may be a lot of school children and you may be asked to pay an entrance of symbolic sort of 3-5 euro value, but it's definitely worthwhile from the reviews I've heard so far. Okay, guys, we're going to continue talking to Dale, not just about theater, but about life and theater and drama in general. And I would like to just intervene our long and tedious talk by playing you a nice song by Dias. And we're going to listen to Sister Dew. And after that, we'll be right back with you.
Sweet sister, do what have I done? All my life I've only loved the one. I was taught to be tolerant and pain. I was taught a million things I can't explain. It must have been the hatred in her eyes. Power to her life. Tell me, sister, there's a place where I can hide. Oh, my sweet, this is how it did unfold. No, my body never felt so calm and cold. All around us there were people in the park. No, my senses never felt so clear and stark. And I know that she saw it in my way. And I'm sure that she heard it in my voice. Tell me, sister, please, I didn't have a choice. Joy to see her being idle. She never had no worries, nothing vital. From the day I met her to the final. And there was something
bola Sister Dew od kapely Deus alebo Deus. We've got a bit of a water team here today. We had Sister Dew alebo Sestra Rosa, then we had Moreati or The Sea and Yourself. I don't know if we have any more water songs coming up, we'll see. But as my guest here today in the studio is Dale Bruton, and he's from Bridgewater. You got water in your name and bridge.
Mm-hmm,
so it's it's a bit of water under the bridge theme
today. That's right,
today.
It is. That's right.
And I'm going to tell our listeners a secret now that only I and Dale know in this whole studio. Dale is not only a theater actor and an English teacher, obviously. He's playing Crocodile. But he's also a bit of a writer. You've actually had a novel published in Britain, and it's called Down and Out in Bridgewater. I believe it's a bit of an Orwellian theme going on there, down and out.
There might be a parody involved somewhere, so that's right.
Down and out in London and Paris, but then we've got Bridgewater. So what's Bridgewater like? Did you grow up there? Or
I spent most of my developing years in Bridgewater, the Bridgewater area. Yeah. It's a small industrial town in the southwest of England. It's a little bit smelly because
cow dung.
One of the main industries was producing cellophane or cellulose material.
Takže to je také jako u nás Ružomberok.
Yeah, smelly fane, as the locals would call it.
Yeah. We've got Ružomberok to experience that. So Bridgewater is the British Ružomberok, basically.
There you go. I've learned something. I must go to Ružomberok and compare the two.
Yeah, but it's not so smelly as it used to be anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not as smelly as it used to be. Okay, but so you wrote this book?
That's right.
How many pages?
Right. It's about 300, I think, something like that. It was a fairly relaxed year of work. But actually, it was entirely written in the Czech Republic.
Oh, wow.
So it was just based on memories and reminiscences and some nostalgic journeys, basically.
Is that what it was about? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually went through the trouble of trying to get a copy of your book, and I know that the only way to get it currently is via Amazon.
Maybe a bookshop locally could order it. I really don't know how
there,
it
there
works.
There are a few skilled bookshops, that's true. I've managed to get some obscure literature in English in the Oxford, in Laurinska. Not that I'm making any advertisements, but it's a very good bookshop and the staff is lovely. Okay, so what's the book about, besides being a reminiscence and time gone?
Well, it's an element, I think, that the literature should be an element of sort of autobiography and fantasy and stories that we've heard, and we make them together into some kind of mishmash. It's basically about somebody who was living in the town and they are living and working abroad. When they come back, they find their foundations are disintegrated and they're sort of effectively homeless, they're without work. And shortly after arriving back in the town, they're subjected to a sort of violent assault. And the story is basically a semi-comedy and drama, and them trying to sort their life out with a tendency toward depression and not an overdose of practical skill.
Okay, and the main character is Bale Druton? Does it have a main character?
It has a main character, that's right, yes. Maybe a little bit of alter ego involved, yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of the main character?
Alex Bishop.
Where's that taken from? Or is that a reference to something?
I think I make composites of people's names. So like for good guys, I take the forename of one person I like and the surname of another, and the same goes for the bad guys, really.
Okay, wonderful. So next time you write a book about Bratislava, it's going to have a main female character that's going to be Katarina Matuškova, yeah? I would like to say hi to my lovely colleague who actually went through the trouble of listening to my whole show the other week. And I don't know if you're listening, Mirka, but if you are, we both love you very, very dearly.
Absolutely, very much.
And your parents as well, if they're still visiting town. And thank you for all the support during and after work hours. So that was a compilation of our two names, and we're going to be the star of Dale's next novel. So I hope that's some kind of compensation for the fact
Absolutely.
That I didn't say a direct hi to you on the broadcast the other week. So hi to Mirka. Is there anybody else that you want to say hi to that might be listening?
Well, I really don't know who could be listening. So,
some freak.
Yeah, there's another Katerina who may possibly be listening. So I'll say hi to her. And I don't. Are we recording this? Or
absolutely.
So okay. So in retrospect, hi to everybody who's listening to the recording.
Okay, fantastic. So I think maybe we won't cause any harm if we dedicate a song to Katerina. How's that?
Absolutely, sounds good to me.
Shall we play her the one that I have on the playlist next?
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is, but we'll take it as fate that it's appropriate.
It's actually one of my favorites, and it's called Mama Said. It's by Pussifer, and I think it's a really lovely tune. So Katie, if you're listening, this one is for you.
Something to tell you. Changes come. Life will have its way with your pride, son. Take it like a
práve doznela skladba Mama Said od môjho miláčika Maynarda a jeho side projektu Pucifer. Možno ho poznáte z Perfect Circle alebo aj z iných zoskupení. A mám fantastické správy pre všetkých fanúšikov Kešuho, respektíve faninky, a takisto pre všetkých fanúšikov a faninky Tlisu, pretože už sa sem dovalili ďalší vystupujúci a o nejakých pár vstupov už dáme priestor Kik a Kešu, ktorí vám budú vysielať fantastiku a určite, ak ste sa teraz zapojili, tak zostaňte zapojení. Ja som tu ešte stále, v rána vám vysiela a mám tu v štúdiu stále Dejla Brutona, môjho kolegu a kamaráta, s ktorým sa rozprávame o adaptácii slovenských klasík do humorného alebo moderného spracovania. We've spoken about Cuckoo Cheers and we've spoken a little bit about Tyowski Rules as well. And in the last entry, we were talking about Down and Out in Bridgewater, which is actually a novel that was published by Dale. Or it wasn't published by, it was written by you.
That's right.
Who's the publisher? Do you recall?
It's Spire Publishing.
Spire Publishing. Okay, so if you want to know more about my guest, then since we don't have a video stream running today, I believe, I hope, then you're going to have to type in Dale Brutson and Down and Out in Bridgewater into maybe Amazon or some other search engine for books, and you might be able to get by his novel. I would love to myself, so I'm trying to. I've been trying to for some time. Dale, who was your reason to become a writer? Did you have somebody that you wanted revenge on, or did you have some inspirational figures, maybe idols and people that you read early on that you wanted to be like or aspired to be like?
I think it's just something that you feel that you have to do. You know, you have to do what's in your blood. You have to do what you really want to, and. Yeah, I've always been a bookworm since I was single figures, and you know, I thought, like, I always wanted to try it myself, so I did. It's just a question of attitude.
So William Saroyan says that every person has at least one novel in them. Do you think that there is a novel in you about the experience in Czechoslovakia and later in Czech Republic and Slovakia? Do you think you might go back to Bridgewater someday and or somewhere else in the world and write about Bratislava?
Well, I've already written quite a lot of stuff about my life in the Czech Republic, and I would say plenty of stuff has been written in my head about my experiences in Bratislava so far. It just needs putting onto paper now.
Okay, and besides the novel, you also write short stories, I understand, and also some poetry, right?
Of course, doesn't everybody?
Dark scribe. Okay, and is it uplifting? Is it humorous, or is it mostly the dark stuff? Do you filter your emotions through your writing, or what's the procedure?
I don't know. I think I'm sort of comically cantankerous. I would say I'm quite cynical, but I have a laugh about it at the same time.
Okay, now can you translate that into human, please?
It's a little bit jaded, maybe, but
I think
you can have a giggle at the same time at it.
Brutal Bruton and right. Royal Dale. Okay, I'm going to make up several nicknames for you by the time this show
Wonderful.
Ends today.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and do you plan to publish another one? Is this
in the
short-term perspective, or is it something that you'll do when you're
retired? I'm still negotiating publishing a collection of short stories which are based on my living in Prague, and the idea at the moment is to publish an English version and the version translated into Czech, possibly with illustrations as well. So I've got people sort of interested in translating and illustrating the work.
Okay, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot now. So aké to bolo prísť v 90. rokoch do Československa?
Ja som tady byl, když to bylo Československo v roce 92, a to je moc jiný než život tady teď.
A bolo to ťažké prísť sem ako Brit v 92? Nikto ti nerozumel?
Vôbec ne. Byl jsem požár Opoly, jako lidi který odchází ze západ, byli exotický. Takže,
aha,
okay. No.
So you were interesting.
Život byl příjemný.
Dobré. Teraz už nie si exotický. Now you're not exotic anymore. We have a label right now for people from Britain who come here for their stag nights and, you know, hen nights. And we don't like you as much as we did in the
90s. Absolutely not. Absolutely
also, the music has sort of deteriorated. You know, the music that Britain was producing in the 80s and in the 90s was spectacular. The music that you're producing now is,
I'm completely out of touch with the stuff that's coming musically from Britain these days, I must say.
That's why I started this show by, you know, playing Green Tinted 60s Heart, because I think your heart is maybe somewhere in the 60s, 70s.
I think 1970 to 1985 is about the most interesting period of music for me. Nothing really terribly exciting has happened post-85.
Fair. I completely agree with you. Although we are in the radio that plays fresh new music, Radio Tlis.
Oh, there are exceptions. There are exceptions. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like my band, which I'll present next time. Okay. So we're going to play one more song. It's called Team Sleep and Ataraxia. It's a little bit of a mellow number, so please don't fall asleep. We need double digits, ladies and gentlemen. Dámy a páni tlisáci, pustite si ešte niekto internety. Potrebujeme tu mať aspoň dvojčíslie. Máme momentálne 9 poslucháčov, za čo vám pekne ďakujeme. Tešíme sa, že ste s nami. A pustíme si teraz Team Sleep a Ataraxiu. Dámy a páni, to bol Team Sleep a Ataraxia, ďalší spin-off, alebo teda side project od Chino Moreno. Ďakujem ešte raz Walterovi za to, že mi pomohol s dnešným playlistom. Veľmi si ma obohatil aj moju reláciu. Dámy a páni, dneska bol naozaj krásny jarný deň. Jednak sa tu cítim totálne nostalgicky, lebo sklo je zanesené a mám pocit, že som v nejakom zrkadlovom háji, lebo na techniku ani skoro nevidím. Sú tu ľudia, ktorí tu boli, keď som do Tlisu prišla úplne prvýkrát, asi pred 3 rokmi. Hneď po mne bude vysielať Kik, takže celú náladu mám úplne takú nejakú rozvláčnenú a nostalgickú. Okrem toho nám práve stúpli figúry a máme dvojciferné číslo poslucháčov, takže ďakujeme veľmi pekne za podporu. A ešte stále tu mám blízkeho kamaráta a kolegu Dejla Brutona, s ktorým sa dneska rozprávame o divadle, o dráme, o živote, o knihách a tak ďalej. Je to síce netradičné vydanie kvapavky, ale myslím, že predsa len dobré. Daily, I want to ask you, what are some of the situations or of being lost in translation when you first came to the Czech Republic or to Czechoslovakia at the time? Did you have any situations that are worth quoting? Did something funny happen to you or something maybe bizarre where you were suddenly, you realized that you're a foreigner, that you're an alien here? Or do you still have those situations?
Well, I think it would be the kind of thing like wishing people a happy new year and saying Strašný nový rok.
Strašný nový rok. Strašný nový rok po 85.
Talking about Easter and calling it Veľký konec and stuff like that.
Veľký koniec. That's fantastic.
But I think that, I first was in South Moravia, so basically any translation difficulty was erased with the medication of Slivovica. I do remember being lost in Prague and having a map and asking someone for directions, and I said, prosím vás, si byť orientálny.
Takže chcem sa niekam dostať, chcem byť orientálny.
The guy I asked took me to Uzlatého Tigru, which I think is probably well known even here. It's the
restaurant? Just
Havel and Hrabel and even Bill Clinton were known to drink there.
It's an establishment of an Oriental type.
That's
okay.
Right.
And you also told me, I think you mentioned the other day that pochovať bábetko a chovať bábetko, like this can be a confusion, yeah? If you want
Absolutely.
To bury the baby or sort of hold it in your arms. So there are some situations which might be humorous regarding this. All right. Guys, once more, I would just like to summarize what we've been talking about today. If you want to see an English production of Martin Kukučín's Ríša Vajalovica, you should check out Deka Ružino at the end of May and at the beginning of June. There's also a lot of fantastic stuff coming up this week that Kešu mentioned and that he didn't mention as well. Besides the elections, there will be a fantastic evening show in Goblins where you'll hear a lot of great Celtic music, including Celtic and Shady, etc. Me, myself, I am looking forward to the concert of the year, ladies and gentlemen, on the 26th of March. I'm going to Zlín to see Miss Beth Hart, rehabilitated after her drug habits and still singing wonderfully. So this is one of my plans for the upcoming weeks. Do you have any cultural event, Dale, besides the rehearsals and the performances of Kukučiers that you wish to attend in the near future, or you're just happy to sit at home, sip your wine?
There's a school teacher's party tomorrow evening. That's one thing to look forward to. I think I need to do some more exploring of the country. I've only been to 3 towns here so far.
Need to travel?
Absolutely.
To places.
Absolutely.
Maybe Ružomberok is a good tip since we decided that it's the equivalent of Bridgewater. But Ružomberok is surrounded by gorgeous nature, and the factory for paper and cellulose has actually been somehow ecologicized. That's
that sounds
word.
Like a good word. If it works, use it.
Yeah. It works for me. All right. Dale, I'd like to thank you very much for making the time to be here with me today. Dámy a páni, ja sa pomaličky s vami lúčim. Ďakujem ešte raz Daleovi Brutonovi, že si našiel čas tu dneska s nami byť. Určite si pozrite Kukučiers, alebo vo všeobecnosti choďte do divadla, tak ako hovoril Kešu, nezáleží na tom, koho budete voliť, ale záleží na tom, aby ste sa na to nevystráli. Takisto to isté sa dá povedať aj o divadle. Nezáleží na tom, či práve Kukučiers od Bridging Drama, alebo nejaká iná hra, alebo nejaký koncert. Skrátka, spríjemňujte si život, žite sladko a počúvajte Rádio Tlis.